pray that your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, that you would hide it in our hearts, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. All right. Think about dealing with headaches. One thing it does to you, not only your ability to concentrate, but, you know, remember. So I'm standing up there and I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about? I just totally forgot what I was going to talk about today. So bear with me. I was thinking of this little statement I'd written. I don't even know where I got it from. It's just about faith. Like the three things that faith has to have. The first one is food. And what I mean by that, and I'll read you this. Now, faith is the assurance of hope, of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And those two words are, faith, assurance is actually a word, substance, right? So faith has to have substance. I mean, if I'm got to have faith, I've got to have something to sink my teeth into, right? So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of Christ, or hearing by the word of the Lord. So faith has to have its substance, its evidence. It's just not kind of believing. I'm not sure it's out there, but it has to have something I can grab, just like a steak, and okay, I can sink my teeth into this too, its substance, right? And by it, the men of old gained approval. They gained approval before God because what that word actually means is they were believing in a heavenly report. So they had, it was substance. They had something to believe in because they gained approval by God because they believed in a heavenly report, what he had already said. I'll skip. This is a long chapter there, but really great. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death. He was not found because God took him up. And he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Must have been pretty cool, Enoch being taken up like that, right? And people say God doesn't take people. Well, he did him, right? No way. All right. And this is out of Hebrews 6. It made me start thinking of this. So first thing is food. Second one is freedom. Like faith has to have a surrendered heart to work with. Okay, if you go back and read all these guys in Hebrews chapter 11, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, all of these guys all had surrendered heart. They obeyed by going out. They obeyed by, you know, what the Lord told Abraham to go. He didn't even know where he was going when he left out, but he was obeying what the Lord said, okay? So what I mean by freedom with faith is the freedom of a surrendered heart, okay? Read these verses, which are really familiar in Hebrews chapter 6, really cool. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit promises. For when God made the promise to Abraham, he could swear by no one greater, and he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply you. And another thing faith has, I'll just kind of throw this in here, I would say, is fact, or the assurance of the one who is making the promise, okay? That if God made the promise, God was going to back it up because he's swearing on himself, okay? And it says in here the two unchangeable things about God. One, it's impossible for him to lie, and the other is he never goes back on a promise. And we desire that each one of you, read this again, show the same diligence to rise a full assurance of hope until the end, that you will not be sluggish. That word sluggish is the word dull, like having a dull knife, okay? So being sluggish is like not keeping your knife sharp, right? And this is all in context with things that God has spoken to us. And imitators are those who, through faith and patience, inherit promises. When God made the promise to Abraham, he could swear by no one greater. So he swore by himself, saying, I will bless you. I will multiply you. And so having patiently waited, Abraham obtained the promise. And you've heard me say this before. That word obtained actually means he just happened upon it. As he was living his life, patiently waiting. We know that word waiting means that you're anxiously expecting something to happen. You know somebody's going to come visit you. I use this all the time. And you run out and run to the window and you're peeking through the curtains because you know they're coming. You don't know exactly when they're going to come, but you know they're going to show up. That's kind of what Abraham did. And Abraham just kind of, it just happened. All right? So that could be fastidious. All right? Do you know there's a word in fastidious? Fastidious is a word where you're just really paying close attention to something. Right? You're just watching it. You're paying close attention. So you're looking at something, and it makes the slightest move, you saw it. So faith is fastidious also. I'm trying to keep with the F's here, okay? You patiently wait. You're expecting it to happen. You don't get dull, and that can happen to all of us. Something that God has spoken to us, or word God has given to us, we're supposed to keep that thing before us in prayer. Supposed to keep sharp and not get sluggish in our response to that promise. Okay? Because I believe that every promise has a timeline when that thing is going to be fulfilled. As we're awaiting, you know, that's what he did. Through faith and patience, he inherited that promise. Trusting in, you know, acting like it is so, even when it is so, isn't so, in order for it to be so, because God says it's so. Right? And another thing about faith, what it has to have. This is kind of along the lines of patiently waiting for the Lord to do that. Faith has to have fight. Has to have fight to it, right? Food, freedom. What was it other than fact? Fastidious. In fight. Listen to what this is. This is out of Timothy. This is really good. This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you fight the good fight. By the prophetic words given to you, hang on to them, fight the good fight of faith. It's a good fight. One more in here. But flee these things, you man of God. Pursue righteousness. Pursue godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and meekness or gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And eternal life, we know here, is not just that you're going to live forever, but it's the quality of life that you have now in Christ. You grab a hold of it and you fight. He calls it a good fight. The fight of faith is a good fight. Because if you haven't noticed, if you're given a promise from the Lord, he speaks something to you, it is going to be challenged. Proverbs 29 says, every word of God is tested. That means you don't get a word and then get a pass. You get a word, it's going to be tested. Okay? That's how we fight the good fight. Because we're it's not like a works thing, but it is a truth to speaking those things as though they are so. Thanking the Lord. You ever wake up? For me, it's usually when I wake up early in the morning is some of the worst warfare you go through. You just wake up and, you know, you start hearing lies. in your weakness. He comes to, Scripture says, the enemy comes to us in our calamity. He comes to you in your weakness. So that's one of the weakest times you have, when you're just not all there, you're not thinking properly, and then just worry or stress or just something, these arrows come, you know. And I remember the other night laying down, all right, Lord, I got it. Why do I fight this? He just said, by truth. Just, you know, that's not a truth. Just speak true. Oh, yeah, Lord, that's right. You said blah, you know. And then it just kind of went away. So it has to have fight. That's how our faith is stretched. We're in this time of Lent to be lengthened. Okay? If you want to be lengthened in your faith, then there's a fight to it. Okay, it's already yours. The fight has been won. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Okay? All right. So that is a Lenten word.